A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 17 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. It's the 28th of March, 2026, a beautiful Saturday. And we have a beautiful weather in the capital city. You are now tuned into Social Times with Francinangi Dengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And, before I get into what we have for you today, if you aren't near by the radio, you can listen to us on our app. That's now you go on the Play Store and then you download the Eagle FM app, and then you can tune in to any show that you'd love to listen to, or you can visit our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. www.eaglefm.com.na, and then you can tune in to any show that you'd love to listen to, or the shows that you have missed or you would love to listen to again. And then as long as you just remember the name of the show, you enter the name of the show, and then you are good to go, and the date, then you are good to go and listen and catch up with yourself with whatever you have missed or you'd love to listen again. And then we also have our Villager newspaper that always comes out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That's the Villager newspaper, and you can get yourself the interesting stories that we always have for you. That's Monday and Wednesdays and Fridays. And you can also subscribe to our Villager newspaper, and then you are good to go. You'll always be updated with the latest news that we have for you that's happening within the country and out of the borders. Now, like I said, I'll be taking you until the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francinangi Dengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. It's the 28th of March, 2026. And, it's a beautiful, wonderful Saturday, a cool Saturday for all of us. And yes, now what I have for you today, listeners, is I'm going to talk about postpartum depression. This is it's a certain depression that you'd find mothers are facing after they have after birth. You know, it evolves different types of feelings, you know, at this stage, and it's something that we hardly talk about. It's something that mothers really face. It's something that's difficult, you know, to face. And it sometimes can make a mother make a certain decision that might end up harming herself, the child, or the father, you know. So this stage, it's something that we hardly talk about, and it's something that mothers face, you know. And that's why we'd find some decisions we find mothers doing at this stage after they've given birth, you would wonder as to why, you know. So we are going to talk about this. What causes postpartum depression? What ways can we overcome this? And we'll also have Ms. Rosa Namisis to also take us through what this sort of depression really is, which is also called in short PPD. Now, before we get into details of what I have for you today, or what we are going to really focus on, we are going for a musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave the frequency. We'll be taking a listen to Speechless by Michael Jackson.
Your love is magical, that's how I feel, but I have not the words here to explain. Gone is the grace for expressions of passion, but there are worlds and worlds of ways to explain, to tell you how I feel. But I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. If I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I impossible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in the light, but I cannot be found. Is that the one I'm standing in? The place called hollow ground. Speechless, that's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. I go anywhere, can't do anything, just to touch your face. There's no mountain high I cannot climb. I'm humbled in your grace.
Speechless, speechless, that's how you make me feel. Oh, I'm with you, I am lost for words, and nothing is for real. Speechless, speechless, that's how you make me feel. Oh, I'm with you, I am lost for words, and nothing is for real. Speechless, speechless.
That's how I feel. But in your presence, I am lost for words. Words like I love you.
Think about the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living. Make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
For you and for me and the entire.
spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you are all my brothers. Create a world with no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears. So the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We could really get there if you cared enough.
A business idea, but I need help to get it started.
My dear, I have the perfect solution for you. Look no further than the Basecamp Business Incubator.
Basecamp Business Incubator? What's that?
The Basecamp Business Incubator is a startup incubator and innovation hub on a mission to educate, equip, and empower visionary entrepreneurs. Tune into the business and economics segment every Monday live on Eagle FM from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to hear about the testimonies from the young entrepreneurs that have walked through the hallways of the Basecamp Business Incubator. Visit www.basecamphub.com for more information and start your business journey now.
The sounds of Michael Jackson, Heal the World. It's exactly 31 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francine Ngidengwa, and I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And today we're talking about postpartum depression. You know, at the beginning, before I went for this musical break, I mentioned that this is a depression that begins after birth. I don't know now before birth if it also happens, but according to what I hear, it comes after birth, and this involves now different types of feelings. It can either be like anxiety, sadness, tiredness, you know, and it's something that's really hard to overcome too. So anyways, the reason why I brought up this topic today, I actually heard some women talking about it somewhere, and then they were deep into the conversation, you know, talking about postpartum depression, how we hardly discuss about this. how it makes women end up making some certain decisions, you know. And then one asked that, what if the mothers that dump their babies might also be going through this depression, because maybe that's why this mother decided to dump the baby somewhere. It's because the partner is not there to meet the mother halfway, you know. The father is not there to play the role that you're supposed to play as a father, and now she's stuck and she's worried how she's gonna raise this child. And let me say, for example, she's financially unstable, or she doesn't work at all and all that, and now her, and she knows that the father is able to help here and there, and it's now something difficult for her to face. Maybe she has been trying to ask for assistance here and there by the father, but he's bringing up excuses, or he's not meeting her halfway the way she's supposed to, and some have just disappeared after the child has come into the life. They disappeared and all that. So the person has asked, what if maybe they are also going through this depression, and like I said, this depression has so much feelings involved of sadness, anxiety. Now anxiety, I'm like referring to worrisome, tiredness, which is now fatigue, and all that. And they end up deciding what they have decided because of this. So we are going to talk about this, and I'm also going to give a chance to the listeners, the mothers also, to come through to share their experiences, how they overcome it, because everyone has their way of overcoming this certain depression. It's something that's difficult one could overcome, and it needs, you know, family members, the partner, to be involved. And oh yeah, before I also forget, someone also mentioned that, also asked that maybe this also contributes to where you find that, why a couple, this now she was actually referring to like now couples as the ones that are not married, that you would find, they are getting along with the no child in the picture, everything is going fine, and then just when the baby has come into the picture, then everything has changed. The couples are no more together. They are living each, like they have separated and all this. And then someone asked that maybe also this has a contribution to it, because now as a mother, you try to explain to the father of the child that, there's this certain thing that's happening, because this is something that we also need to talk about for men to understand that women go through this certain depression, which is called postpartum depression, in short PPD, where we women face so many sadness, there's sadness, there's worrisome, there's tiredness, you know, so many things happen, and they hardly get a chance to, and maybe they don't understand to why, after the child mother has given birth, she has changed, she's grumpy, she's what, but, you know, it's a difficult stage, because you would find one, you know, let me say, when the child comes into her life, now the mother has so many responsibilities. She has to look out of the, after the baby, feed the baby, and once the baby has slept, she also needs to now get that rest, you know. But now she has to either choose, either she joins the baby and sleep, or she has to go do the house chores, do the washing and the cleaning and all that. And after doing all her house chores, the cleaning and everything, washing the baby's things, preparing the milk and everything, just when she gets to bed to lay down to join the baby so that she also rests, the baby wakes up. And now there's no more sleep for her. She's now there. She has to be awake. And then the baby goes back to sleep. When the baby goes back to sleep, it's now again time to prepare to do something else again. So they hardly get the rest that they need to get. And now this now also turns out they get now so much, tired. They feel lonely. They feel all alone. You know, they become more depressed because they think of so many things. And now they try to reach out to the father to just, you know, get help from the father to meet the mother halfway, to assist here and there where the father can. They fail to do so, or they're ignorant of like, you are being a lazy mother, stop being lazy. But they don't know that there's a certain depression that catch up with some women after they have given birth and all that. So that's what we're going to look at and talk about and go deeper into. And we, And also mothers are more than welcome to come pray. Even fathers, maybe they have experienced with their partners, they have seen their, with what has been happening to their partners. They have shared, maybe their partners have shared to them about this, because I know not every man know that there's postpartum depression, a depression that happens to a mother after giving birth. I don't know now before giving birth if it also happens, but what I've heard, it's more of after giving birth where this certain strong feelings occur in a mother's life, and they need so much attention. This is a stage where they need so much attention, so much help, so much care, because if they are all alone in it as a mother, then it will be too much onto their shoulders, and they'll end up, you know, having anger issues, trying to, like, it's best I just be alone. They live, they separate with the baby daddy. They end up distancing themselves. They end up making all sorts of decisions because they are going through so much, and they, as much as they are trying to show that this is what's happening, but the father is failing to get the picture or get to understand as to why this mother is always grumpy, why she's just like this and that and that. Mothers hardly get the rest, more especially the first stage of when the baby comes into the world. There's so many things that happen during that, those months before they start the walking and, you know, and yeah. So anyways, I'm going to talk about now the causes of the causes and the contributing factors to postpartum depression. So one of them could be the hormonal changes. You know, after delivery, the levels of estrogen and progesterone drop very quickly, and this sudden shift can affect the brain chemistry and mood, increasing the risk of PPD. So now, because now you have delivered, and then your hormones have changed, and then it's your moods, and then, you know, because now it's you are trying to rest, then it's the baby, and then this side is the father of the child giving you the stress, and you know, there's just so much going on, and the hormones are involved, and all that. Now, before we go deeper into this, we're going to take a listen to Ms. Rosa Nemesis taking us through off to what is postpartum depression, and then we're going to round up all that she has said and add to what she has said. Do not leave the frequency. Do stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukorile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge fata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari. Ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu omafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
A very good morning to you, Miss Rosa Namises. Yes, not for the past years or months, but it's something that we hardly pay attention to. We'd always find mothers going through so much, more especially after they have brought a new child or a baby into the world, and they change, you know. And I've heard that most of the reasons to why we find mothers changing is because of postpartum depression, which most of us hardly know what does this really mean, and also including the fathers, the partners in into their lives, because now you'd find some mothers going through so much, and you find that they end up not being in a relationship with the baby daddy and all that because of the baby. And one would always ask as to what happens whenever a child comes in the picture, and then you find relationships ending, fathers are failing to support the child, and so much is happening. And I actually asked someone about this, and they say that most of the things that brings this is postpartum depression. They say it's a depression that always begins after birth and all this. So maybe can you just take us through of what is this postpartum depression, what does it cause, and the types and all that?
I'm talking about the situation that women are going through, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it is about some problems that they are experiencing before pregnancy also. Maybe stressful conditions,
mm-hmm.
relationship conditions, also maybe rejection. It might also be a rape. The pregnancy may be caused by rape, by molestation, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And during pregnancy, there is the whole process on its own, where women really have to give their body, their whole mind, their soul, to make sure that the baby comes in a safe world.
Mm-hmm.
But because of what has happened previously, and what is happening at the moment of birth, the body and the mind shut down
mm-hmm.
after birth. And what happens is the woman loses interest in taking care of the baby, loses interest of herself. Sometimes they don't know where they are and how things are happening in their surrounding. They are really lost mentally as well.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they neglect their physical appearance
mm-hmm.
and also neglect the baby. So a woman who's having postpartum depression
mm-hmm.
will not be able to nurse the baby.
Mm-hmm.
She will not be able to take care of herself. It's like, it's like she's lost memory.
Mm-hmm.
And also, what has happened in the culture, people would say the uterus has gone to the head.
Mm-hmm.
They, metaphorically, they will say so. And she sometimes don't really eat and is most of the time not aware of where she is. So as a result,
all right, Miss Nami says there's also something else that I've come across too, that you'd find or you'd hear like the latest news of mothers dumping their babies. Some of them, you know,
killing them, where some would dump, some would just kill them, and all that. Do you perhaps think the reasons to why they are doing this is because of this? Maybe, for example, you know, we don't know what's going on in their minds as to what made someone that has carried this unborn child for 9 months, and just after this 9 months, they deliver the baby and decide to dump the baby. Do you think perhaps maybe this is one of the depressions that has got up to them or to their minds because, maybe the partner has been failing to support them, or you know, they're just going through something and they decide to even just harm the child and get rid of the child because they feel like this child is a trouble to their to her life, or is going to be a trouble to their life.
Actually, most of the time when women are dumping their babies, they don't even know, because when they are into the depressive mode, they don't have proper decision-making senses, and they also don't have a proper mindset as to reasoning and to see how safe it is. And so on. Sometimes they do this thing out of just a depressive moment. And baby dumping, some of the moments and some of the times, this can be linked to postpartum depression. And it just means depression after birth. That's what it means, depression after giving birth to your child. So as I was saying earlier on, the women really have a deeper downfall, very down low psychologically and emotionally, to the extent that they cannot reason very clearly about what they are doing and where they are and how they are dealing with even the baby. So they need really treatment. They need support from family members. They need help to go from one place to the other. And they just need some calm and quietness and medical attention. That's what happens with women who go through postpartum depression. And it's really very sad. Sometimes they don't know if it is rape and they have endured that situation over 9 months, or even if it is a relationship that they are in, and at the end they are in trouble with the situation that has led them to that, and they go into a depressive mode. And postpartum depression comes only because the body is at a high alert, giving birth, making sure the body develops milk, making sure the uterus grows and goes back. It has all those complications with birth, and it is why it triggers the body to go into that stage of depression. And usually, sometimes during the birth, there is also family problems or love affairs that are not successful, and it is really painful for the woman to go through that process. And not only for her as the person, but also for the body to be able to be in such a state, then it goes into a depressive mode, And baby dumping, as you ask, it can happen. A woman can dump because she doesn't know what she's doing at most of the times. She needs to be given an opportunity for treatment. She needs to be supported with the baby. Otherwise, she will dump, even if it goes to the extent that she can kill the baby or not nurse the baby.
All right. Another thing again, Ms. Nami says, maybe just to add to what you have said from the beginning up to now, just to make the listeners understand more on this, because now there are people out there that don't really understand to why what mothers go through, you know, after a child has come into this world, and also the fathers and the family members, more especially to those that haven't become a parent yet, or and also the fathers and all that, because now you would find that their partners, let me now focus more on the partners, whereby they will be, they would feel like that the mother has changed, the mother of the child has changed, the mother's behavior is this way and that way, not knowing what really she's going through. As much as she tries to explain to the partner that this is what's happening and all that, they feel like, they want more attention into the relationship, because, you know, things have changed, you know. Now a child has come into their lives and things are now different. It's no more the way it used to be at the, when there was no child in their lives. Now they would think that this mother needs, loves so much attention. I don't know why she's being too much and what so not. Not knowing what she's really going through, the sleepless nights, the stress and all this. What would you say about this?
As I was explaining to you, if a person is raped, the person had already been traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
She goes through trauma if the relationship is not good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if the relation is not really good, there is frustration, there is pain, and there is sadness in that relation. And now on top of it, you fall pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes maybe you are not ready for the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
And you maybe also have not been thoroughly talked through by your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you are a minor who is pregnant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very, very important that such situations when the person falls into the postpartum depression can be handled. But therefore, it's also something that needs to be taken care of for women not to really just get pregnant, because it is a big, big matter when we have to bring children in the world. And if people don't take care, those women will really sometimes even danger themselves. They are a danger to themselves as well.
Mm-hmm.
When they are in this postpartum depression. So basically, what is the cause is the pre-pregnancy situation.
Mm-hmm.
We are supposed to be taken care of. We are supposed to be loved. We are supposed to be given the care that we need, they need, and then we are supposed to be treated also medically.
Mm-hmm.
It might also be that you have a previous medical condition,
mm-hmm,
that is affecting the day you give birth to the child.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is very important that from the time before you get pregnant into the pregnancy and after the pregnancy, you are taken care of. So when these things are not falling in place, it really creates the depression. And the depression is only called because it happens after the child is delivered. That's why it's after birth depression. It's called postpartum depression. It's after birth depression. And after birth depression, as I said earlier, is caused by many, many factors. And also during the birth, if you are also not taken care of, if you are not warm enough, if you are not at a safe place,
mm-hmm,
all those things. If you're mentally hurt and not stable, then you can really, really go into depression.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. The last words that you'd love to add, and before that, what are the last words you'd also say or tell the listeners, the mothers to be, the mothers out there, and the fathers to be out there about this? Because now there are some that are always facing this, or they're facing this right now, but they don't know how to overcome it or come out of it. And some of them, the way they ease their depression or this depression is when they get rid of the child or the baby, or you know, just do something to harm themselves, just to feel relieved of this depression they are going through.
Yeah, actually, even they might not even be aware that they are hurting themselves,
mm-hmm,
because they seem in the depressive mode, you can lose yourself. You can even commit suicide, mm-hmm. you know, when you are depressed. Mm-hmm. So basically, we don't talk about this matter all the time. It is very important, and I'm grateful that you have this discussion,
mm-hmm.
that our women, our family members, and our partners are aware of this situation so that they can observe you and be careful also how they handle you. Luckily, the elderly people know what it means to have this situation. But after post, it's only after the person is responding in that way that they treat the person traditionally. They provide them with warmth, they provide them with many, many things,
mm-hmm.
and they support them. But it's important that we take a pregnant woman very seriously
mm-hmm.
and very lovingly,
mm-hmm.
even if you are not the boyfriend, even if you're not the husband, you need to be supportive. We need to be supportive of these women because they are carrying life and the body and the mind becomes very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And because that is, even if the relationship gets dropped, it can really affect this person. So we need to be really careful about the decisions we are making during that time so that we can maybe wait and let the person give birth. And after that, we can make whatever decisions. But to really come up with many painful decisions on top of the person is really very bad for a pregnant woman. So what I have to say out there to the community is we have lost the sense of love, we have lost the sense of support, but I think we need to recall these things back to ourselves so that we can make sure our women are protected.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot always want to run away and force the women to go for abortions. Mm-hmm. Also that is causing that depression.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also maybe when the woman was forced to try and bring something, but the result was not good and baby is born. Also that depresses them and so on. So we should not really do very harmful things to pregnant women. And ourselves, we must also not just try and hurt ourselves by drinking funny substances and do backyard abortion, trying those things, because those things in our mind provides also our additional depression. What kind of baby shall I give birth to? How will the baby look? I have taken this substance. So all in all, we need to be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling the community to keep supporting your daughter or your mm-hmm. your auntie or a family member if they are pregnant. Don't threaten them. Don't actually abandon them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them stay in the family. Let them give birth. And after that, you can make a decision if you don't want the baby or if you don't want such thing, what to do. But during the time of pregnancy, please be loving, be caring, and understanding for the person.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Rosana. Mrs.?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
All right. And that was Rosana Mrs., human rights activist, taking us through of what is postpartum depression, what causes postpartum depression, and ways to overcome this sort of depression. Now, before we go for a break, adding to what she has just mentioned or she has said, like she has mentioned that this depression can actually be going through this PPD, that's now postpartum depression, but they don't know what's really happening. You know, you could just be there, lost in your world, you know, all worried, all stressed, not knowing that this depression has caught up with you, you know, and your mind could be making you, decide, make some funny decisions, you know, of just to make you feel better. And that can include by harming the child or harming yourself just to ease this depression that you are going through and all that. So you can also call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on postpartum depression. Mothers, please do come through and share with us your story on this and how you have overcome it. And also, anyone else, any gender, you are more than welcome. But mothers also, please do come through so you share with us your views and opinion on this and how you overcome it and what really causes this. Because everyone or every mother had, their different way on overcoming this, and also how they notified or how they noticed that this depression has caught up with them, you know, because it would be very hard to understand or to figure out this what's happening. And I actually had a friend, she told me that how she noticed that she's going through a PPD is when she was on social media. You know, when you go on social media, these reels and TikTok and all that, just scrolling through and all that, every reel that came through was just talking about this, and then then she has noticed that the signs that are being mentioned here are the same signs that I'm going through. It's the same thing I'm going through. So this depression that I've always heard of people talking about, and I didn't know what causes it or how is it caused or how to overcome it. I'm actually going through this certain thing. So we are going for a musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned to Don't Leave the Frequency. We'll be listening to the sounds of Every Time We Meet in the Picture.
The way she fills my senses, it's the perfume that she wears. I feel I'm losing my defenses to the color of her hair. And every little piece of her is right, just thinking about her takes me through the night. Every time we meet, the picture is complete. Every time we touch, the feeling is too much. She's all I ever need to fall in love again. I knew it from the very start. Oh, she's the puzzle of my heart. She's always smiling, that makes me think she never cries. Like a miracle she meant to be. She became the light inside of me. And I can feel it like a memory from long ago.
one time and last for a lifetime and never let go till we're gone. Love was when I loved you one true time. I hold you in my life, will always grow.
Something must leave, must say goodbye. till we meet again. Until then, goodbye.
It's 25 minutes past the hour of 10. We have exactly 35 minutes to the hour of 11 o'clock. Then we'll be handing over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio. That was the sounds of Celine Dion, Goodbyes, the saddest word. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina Ngidengwa, and that's of course on Igala FM, number one talk radio station. And we're busy discussing on postpartum depression. And before we went for that break, I have said that you can call us in studio on 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Eagle FM, good morning.
Oh, good morning, madam.
How are you, Uncle Buana?
Fine, thank you. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good.
Oh, it has been fine, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for bringing that topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than gender-related issue.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that many a times responsibility is not shared equally.
Mm.
Hence also the distribution of resources.
Mm-hmm.
So you find out that many mothers are doing those double portion, double work.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, that work is not compensated.
Mm-hmm.
So many a times, yeah, it's just to do the work. You know, it's your work. Doesn't matter the amount of work it involves, or even the cost. If you have to cost the job, that is the roles that women do. Many a times, I'm not saying that men don't do, but when you clock, you cycle that clock, you find out that from morning, evening, to every time almost.
Mm-hmm.
So they are called, those, how do you call them? So domestic work actually.
Mm-hmm.
But those who are doing it to pay, they get paid. But the ones at our homes, they don't get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's their work, it's their responsibility. And many a times you see men are not there in terms of in the process of raising the children, bringing them up. Of course, they might be giving money there and there, but money without the social support, the psychological support, psychosocial support is very, very crucial in the development of a child. So it's true that it brings depression. And that might result also in the, you know, conflict within the relationship.
Mm.
So maybe if you are not acknowledging the kind of work the mother does and things like that, we might really find ourselves saying that, no, that's your work, you don't do anything, so the baby, no, I understand. And that makes the mother bitter.
Yes.
Toward the father, and then you know, as that bitterness comes in, then you see the relationship, even the way you know, take care of the baby, it also changes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like when the
Namises
say.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that we really share, we acknowledge the responsibility that upon the mother, and all these other things, and we come in to give our helping hand so that we know the mother and the child is not negatively affected in the growing. And that also maintains and sustains the relation, the love relationship that is there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just believe that it's a very good topic.
Mm-hmm.
If we can accumulate it and digest it very well,
mm-hmm.
it will definitely help us and reduce some of this conflict and gender-based violence that we see around.
Just hold the line. There's an ad coming up.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cyber threats are no longer just an IT problem. They are a risk to our national security and the core of our economy. Join various leaders and industry stakeholders at the 3rd Namibia International Cybersecurity Conference and Exhibition, NICSC 2026, taking place from the 22nd to the 24th of April at Arabush Travelodge in Windhoek. Corporate early bird registrations close on the 31st of March. So register now at dstech.com.na. NICSC 2026, securing Africa's digital future.
Uncle Buena?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you may proceed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, that's, I was just saying that it's important to share the responsibility,
mm-hmm.
and also to find a way, perhaps, how to compensate
mm-hmm.
those work that women do, which we think is not productive work, you know.
But then, the, you know, where sometimes the problem is, you'd find some fathers that they help the mother financially. They meet the mother financially, whereby they buy the nappies, the formula milk, everything that the baby needs. But then that's not the only thing that the mother needs help in, because now they think when they have done all that, then they are sorted, they are good to go. There's no other role that they need to play because they have did the buying of the nappies and the milk and everything else.
It's true. That's correct, because and you neglect the other area.
Mm-hmm.
And once you neglect the other area, and then you have a big problem, because the mother there, you see, money doesn't, of course, it make life more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, sometimes the mother is also working.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs the money
mm-hmm.
for nappy and things like that. She can also afford.
Mm-hmm.
But even though sometimes they don't afford because of their salary, maybe it's mm-hmm. too low.
Yeah.
And then but even if there's money there, you are doing this other economic aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So look at those other things that you are talking about, the psychological issue, the emotional issue
mm-hmm.
that come. And you see the mother feel that way, her emotion is, you get into depression and stress and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the development of the child will be affected.
Yes.
So let's see, just make sure that we balance up issues.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will come in, motivate. That's why they are saying gender-based violence and because of the absence of father. And mm-hmm. these are three things, because you can see it happening in our society.
Mm-hmm. And also the same thing as...
Mm-hmm. Yes, no.
The same thing is the dumping of a baby, because I've seen some say that... the dumping, because they feel like now the father is failing to play a role in the child's life. They'll be like, it's not only my child alone, so let me just dump this baby, since I'm the only one that's, you know, being going through all the suffering with everything that the mother needs to do, because the father has failed or tried to run away or distance themselves.
Yes, it's true. It does happen. It contributes.
Mm-hmm.
But when now the child is born now, as mothers now, that's just an encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Now the child is born, and you have, you know, carried the child for 9 months, like you're saying,
mm-hmm.
and then you have given birth now.
Just for you to dump.
No, that one should be discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that the pain that you are going through this time around, and I'm sure a lot of society will also come in, and the stakeholders, especially even the where there's also some identical places, you know, which are very private, where you can take the child, and then you just say, please, go to me, I cannot manage, and things like that, and the support will come in.
Mm.
And then otherwise, if you now dump the child, and then the child end up dying.
Mm.
So you have that guilty conscience
mm-hmm.
that will be troubling you for the rest of your life. Even if you try to repent, you might repent and really, but that thing
will still be haunting you.
To be haunting you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better you find some kind of support from good Samaritans, and then you take care of the baby.
right.
So thank you very much, Nani, for giving me the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much, Uncle Bwana.
God bless you.
Have a lovely weekend.
The same to you.
All right.
Good.
The number is 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us your views and opinion on this postpartum depression discussion. And please, mothers, also come through. Share with us how you have found out that you are also, you are going through this certain PPD depression. And also, fathers, you know, just come through and share with us your story on this. And, going back to what I've been saying on the baby dumping, you know, sometimes the decision that a mother makes, thinking that dumping this baby, like, because they want to hurt the father, because the father hurt her, so she decides that, no, the only way, because I feel like I'm alone in this, let me just dump this baby, because, you know, the aim is like to hurt the father. But think about this, think of the 9 months that you have carried this baby, and then just for you to let all the 9 months go down the drain, you decide to hurt this baby, the baby ends up dying, and then you end up being behind closed bars and all that. You know, it's something worth thinking of, and before you make a decision, because now you are doing it out of anger, because of your emotions, and then because you feel like you are hurting the father. Just to realize that you are also hurting yourself, you're making things worse for yourself, and it will be haunting you for the rest of your life. As much as you try to find forgiveness in yourself and all that, it will be winding your mind in that image, and you'll be hearing the crying of the baby. You'll be what you call this word, you might even be hallucinating. You even might be the word is gone. Not nightmares, but I forgot the word, but yes, you'd find yourself there, you know, stuck over there, and you don't know what to do. So another thing that mothers go through in this, né, is the sleepless nights. You know, a mother is now going to after 3 months, when the baby has turned 3 months to 4 months, they go back to work if they're working, and then now they still have the sleepless nights, because the baby still wakes up in the middle of the night, and then you have to be awake by 5 to get ready and prepare yourself, prepare the child, and if you have to drop the child to daycare or have someone to come stay with the child and all that, you go to work, your 8 to 5 job, you get home at 6 to 7, you don't have the chance to rest, you have to, you know, attend to the baby and then do what you have to do and all that. So it's not only about the buying of the nappies and the milk and all that that makes that, you know, the mother is sorted. No, emotionally, because now the fathers, or some fathers mostly just focus more on the baby, as long as they've bought the nappies, the meals and everything, and that's it. But the mother also needs that attention, the emotional one, you know, checking up on them. If you live together, this is now also to the married couples, because also married couples, the mother can also be going through this depression, you know. Try to take over that day, like, no, for this weekend, if you are not a married couple, but, and you don't live together, at least get a weekend, go over to the place, or call them over, and then, while she's resting a bit, you babysit for those 2 hours, just for the mother to get rest, and all that. So, you know, one of the causes and the contributing factors also is emotional and the psychological factors that I was talking about now, where the anxiety about caring for a baby, the feeling of overwhelmed or unpreparedness, the loss of personal identity and independence. This is on a way apart, where you find the fathers will be like, no, you are lately these days, you're not taking care of yourself. Your identity has changed and all that, because you are now more on the baby. As much as you are trying to also get yourself, you know, the way you were before you were a mother, to make sure that you are all, in the best position you used to be before you became a mother, now you hardly reach to that point, because you're so much on your plate, you know. It's the child here, it's the job here, although you try your level best to be the way you used to be, it's just too much for you. And also another thing can be the previous history of depression or anxiety, you know, and, also the personal or family history can also be one of the causes and contributing factors. You know, the anxiety disorders, the family history of mental illness, the past episodes of depression, if you're once also depressed before now, all this of the baby coming in the picture and all that. And, you know, another thing also can be that the social environment and environmental stress, this is now whereby you find the lack of support from partner, family or friends. You know, it's not only about the partner that's responsible to be checking in on the partner if she's fine and all that, but also the family and friends just to find out, are they doing fine? Are you doing fine? How are you handling the stage of being a mother? More especially if it's the first child, because now you have to adjust to everything and all that, and it's your first time, and it's you feel complicated. I mean, it's complicated and all this. You have to, you know, get the support just for you to be strong, because it's not an easy journey. It's something that is going to change your whole life, because you've brought another person into your life, into this world. And now, you have to take care of the two of you, you know? And like I said, that first stage of those months when they are still babies, they're still infants, it's now a problem, because there's the less sleep, the duties are a lot, and there's no more free time for yourself. The free time you get is when the baby is sleeping, but that's also the chance where you also get to do your chores and whatever you have to do that needs to be done without you, without the baby, being awake and all that. And also another thing, relationship problems. If now it's you here, we are going through the problem with your partner, and then again here it's a child, it's so much, it's draining you down, and you don't know what to do, and the depression piles up and becomes more and more, and you don't know what else to think about. And also financial stress. You know that you are also employed, your partner is meeting you halfway, but then things are just not getting there. And you know how expensive nappies and milk and the formula milk is. It's very much expensive, more especially now that as a mother you have to leave the baby. And yes, there's the pumping of milk, but still you obviously have to leave formula milk for just in case the milk that you've pumped is not enough. And not all mothers have enough milk to you know, to provide to the baby. So whatever, maybe it's a one bottle that comes out, or in there some that are lucky have two bottles, but at least one bottle is not enough for the whole day from 8 to 5 mother, I mean working hours. So you have to make sure that milk, and there's just so many responsibilities, and now you are all stressed out. You feel like it's too much for you. You can't do it. You can't handle it. And all that.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I'm my mother, to get my way, I would run from her to him.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Come for me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I pray for her even more than me. I pray for her even.
Girl, when you're constantly accusing,
asking questions like you are.
just how good it's gonna be. Thank you.
Alright, and that was Lucky Dube, Remember Me. It's now exactly 11 o'clock and it's time, we have come to the end of Social Times, and now we are handing over the mic to the big mic in the Ondangwa studio. But before that, rounding up and closing off to what we have had for you today, that's postpartum depression. As a couple, let's try to be there. Let me say now to the fathers more especially, let's try to be there for as fathers, be there for your kids and your partner, you know. Try to make a night routine or something, you know. Give each other a chance of resting. Let the mother rest, you know. Let you be doing the feeding, especially more especially at night. Try to feed the baby while the mother is resting, and then tomorrow it's her chance. Same thing as the chores. Try to clean, help the cleaning here and there where you can. This is now more to those that are living together and the married couples and all that. And same to the ones that are not married, you know. Get a day off, or during the weekends, and let me say weekends, where you know that you are not busy, you have nothing you have nothing on schedule. Try to make time and be with the mother and or with the child, and just to be with them there and find out how things are, and assist them here and there, and helping with the changing of the diapers and all that. So, like I said at the beginning, it's not all about helping financially, but also emotionally. You also need to be there, you know, because now even as a mother, she'll think that you just mostly care about the child and you don't care about where the mother stands, you know, because this depression, postpartum depression, is something that's very difficult to overcome. And at least, you know, be there, try to run the errands for them, give them the time to rest, and also handle the logistics if you have to. Learn the baby's routine together also, and there's so many things you can do just to meet. You don't have to do everything, but whatever you can do, you know, it will give them a sign that you are willing to help, you are there for them. Try to give them the sign that you are there for them, because it's not easy overcoming this depression. It's not easy being depressed with this, more especially when it's a mother that's carrying a small baby, because the decisions that they can make or they'll do might end up hurting the both of you and all that. And also, trying to notice if you know that the behavior is somehow, you know, try to gently point out the concerns if things seem to be off, and take talk of hopelessness or harm seriously. You know, sometimes the things that they mentioned, they might think it's just them talking in general, but try to pay attention to what they're really saying. And also, If you are struggling, try to encourage professional help, you know. Maybe you can suggest speaking to a doctor, a nurse, or a therapist, or also offer to book appointments or go along for support, you know, and also normalize the treatment of PPD. That's not postpartum depression. It's a medical condition, and it's not a weakness, you know. It's something that it's natural. It happens. So it's not something that maybe a mother has brought onto themselves. No, but like I said at the beginning, after the baby is born into this world, this is when everything changes and everything. So, protect her, help her rest, protect her rest and her recovery. Create a calm, low pressure environment, encourage naps and recovery time. You know, just be there for them. And as mothers, if you are going through something and you know that your partner is failing to meet you halfway and all that, dumping the baby or making unnecessary decisions just to apparently hurt the father, because something when they're dumping the baby, it's like as if they are trying to hurt the father, but you're also hurting yourself. It will be a memory of, it will be a bad memory for the rest of your life. It will be haunting for the rest of your life. You won't have peace and you'll find yourself behind closed doors. So it's not a good decision. So if you know that you are stuck somewhere and you know that your partner is failing to meet you halfway and all that, and now you are all stressed, it's a baby, it's finance and all that, find someone who you can talk to, you know, because no one will turn their back on you. Try your level best, because, you know, my friend, when she told me, when she was a mother and the job that she had was somehow not a good salary, and the father had the baby, didn't hardly get a chance to meet her halfway and all that. She always used to compare herself as to think of those that the couples had have brought a baby into this world. They both don't work and they are from a family that's struggling here and there. How did they survive to raise up the child, you know? So it's like, it encouraged me that at least I earn something. I'm able to help here and there where I can. And then she thinks of those that are parents, but they have no financial help to raise this child. You know, you might be thinking you're going through the most and the worst, but think of the others that are unemployed at all, and there's a baby in the picture and all that. So from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. It's enough of my preaching. We shall meet again tomorrow. We shall meet again next Saturday, same time, same place. And that's, of course, on Igala FM, number one talk radio station. Now we'll be handing over the mic to the big mic in the Ndangwa studio. Enjoy your beautiful Saturday. And like I said, in our capital city, we are enjoying the weather here. I hope you're also enjoying the weather wherever you are. And do take care of yourself. And we shall meet again next Saturday. It's a goodbye.